I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. A sub-eyes view of the search for Flight 370 and a chilling new Al-Qaeda video surfaces. Let's get started. We begin, though, with the latest from nearly 3 miles deep. That is where a Bluefin sonar scanner is right now, deep in the water, deep into what's expected to be its first full day on the job. As you know, yesterday's mission ended prematurely. It was aborted after just 6 hours. Today's dive expected to go nearly round the clock. There are new developments on that front, new developments as well with that oily substance recovered from the ocean's surface. We'll also tell you about a tracking system for airplanes that's being rolled out over the next 6 years that might have changed everything about what happened to Flight 370. The question is, why 6 years from now will it be rolled out? What is taking so long? First, Michael Holmes in Perth on today's search efforts. So what's the latest, Michael?
Anderson, good morning from Perth. Yeah, the Bluefin 21 down doing its work at the moment. By our calculations, it's almost exactly halfway through the ocean floor segment of that. As we know, it takes 2 hours to get down. It's 16 hours on the bottom and then 2 hours to get up, and then they download the data. Also, planes and ships out there again today. We had been told that that phase of things, looking for surface wreckage, would be scaled down this week, but no sign of that yet. They are still in the air and on the ocean looking for any wreckage. Of course, none found so far, and we're now into our sixth week, Anderson.
As you said, none found so far, no wreckage. Has the data, has that been processed from the Bluefin's first dive, which, as we said, was called off because of unexpected depth that it suddenly faced? Do you know, did they find anything of note?
Yeah, good question. And in fact, only in the last hour, Anderson, we did get word about that. It covered about 4 square miles during that aborted mission. On a normal mission, it would cover about 15 and a half square miles or 40 square kilometers. They did analyze that data, and sad to say, they found absolutely nothing of any use, nothing relevant. But of course, it was just the first mission and an aborted one at that, and this is a huge area they're covering, Anderson.
Also, the fuel recovered from the search, do they know, is it related to the plane? Have they been able to determine that yet?
Not yet, no. You know, we've got to remember that that search area is about over 2,000 kilometres off the coast of Western Australia. They did pick up the 2 litres of oil that they found floating out there near where the ocean shield is. They bottled that. What they've got to do, basically, is they've got to get a ship out there and then helicopter it to that ship. And the ship can get it closer in, and then the helicopter will take off again to get it here to Perth. They said it would take about 2 or 3 days, so in a day or so, we will know what that is. They've sent samples, actually, of the engine oil that would have been in MH370's engine so that they can do a comparative analysis on that. They're also going to check to see whether it could be hydraulic fluid as well. Still unanswered questions, but even just getting that back here is a bit of a journey, Anderson.
All right, Michael Holmes, appreciate the update. We want to bring in the panel now, CNN safety analyst David Susi, author of Why Planes Crash, an accident investigator fights for safe skies. CNN analyst David Gallo, co-leader of the search for Air France Flight 447 and director of special projects at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution. Also former Department of Transportation Inspector General Mary Schiavo, who currently represents accident victims and their families. David Gallo, the fact that they did not get any data from this Bluefin, I mean, I don't think you would be all that surprised by it.
Well, they got data. It's just not what they expected. I mean, they didn't see anything.
Right,
what
nothing
the
of note.
Got. No, this is all very typical of the first days of an expedition like this. And it's unfortunate. It's frustrating. Especially to the uninitiated that think that something went wrong, but it's not unusual.
The fact that the mission yesterday was aborted because of the depth, they suddenly found themselves in deeper water than they had anticipated,
right,
or the surface was deeper, it couldn't go that deep, they had to call it back,
right,
and sort of recalibrate things. Is that going to happen more and more? I mean, does that indicate to you a lack of real understanding of what the depth is?
Well, every day that they go out there, they're going to learn something new about the terrain, and they'll make adjustments both to the hardware of the vehicle, the software of the vehicle, and their operations plan.
Mm-hmm.
It may happen once or twice more. In the Air France 447, we had a lot of aborted runs from our robots, but you learn. I mean, that team is very capable, so they're going to learn from all that.
Why not have more than one Bluefin out there? I mean,
well,
I know Air France, you had three vehicles.
We had three Remus 6000s on, right, Air France 447. I think because their approach is different. They were going with, as Captain Matthews talked about, this tactical approach, where they had the idea was they have a solid pinger location. They're going to throw the dart right at the bullseye. Our idea was to pick an area that's much larger than the search area and do the entire area,
mm-hmm,
cover it with multiple vehicles. So it was a totally different kind of mapping program.